All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig. This is Nick. And we are back with another episode of Wheel Wednesday. And this is a special episode. Last week we went through the new countergram, and this week we're going to do the hexaform. So
that is right. This is our third video showing you these wheels. Mm-hmm. Well, third video showing you the new wheels in general. First one, we give like a brief overview. We showed you different colorways and different profiles. Today we're going full in depth on the Koenig hexaform.
Yeah. So we, if you haven't seen the countergram video. That went up last week,
yep.
And you can go ahead and head over to our YouTube channel right now and check it out if you're listening on iTunes. And if you're listening on iTunes, this is probably the time that you're going to want to go ahead and go to YouTube, because this whole podcast may be a little tough without the visualization part.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely listen to what we're talking about. Yep. But this is definitely a visual aid going up on the wheels. And also,
yep.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Here's that thumbs up. Yep. If you want to do the subscribe, thumbs up, and the bell in one click,
trifecta.
A few, that would be sweet. Yeah,
would be nice. Yeah.
Nice. Anyhow, moving on to what we got here. This is the hexaform. It is a flow formed wheel. The countergram is flow form too. Just in case we didn't mention that last time.
We might have mentioned it.
It comes in two finishes. We have matte black and this matte bronze. This is a new matte bronze for us. It is different than if you already have a set of hypergrams in matte bronze, maybe a set of lockouts or anything like that. This is a different matte bronze. This is a little bit darker. We wanted to kind of go a little bit different, so we went darker.
A little bit.
Yeah, darker on the bronze. It has a little bit more brown in it than the hypergram in race bronze.
It's right there.
Yeah, right. So if we put them side by side, it might be tough to tell in this lighting, but this is a little bit more of a richer bronze than we have made previously. So, all right, so we got two finishes. Obviously, it's a six-spoke design, and one of the things you can see is that the spoke, this is the A profile.
Right.
They're both the A profile, and we'll show you the B profile in a minute. That's right. If you watched our first video, you would know that we didn't have the B profile. So today, we will introduce you to the B profile and show you what that concave wheel looks like.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited to show that, because the B profile looks...
Yeah, it came out good.
It looks very sick.
So let's talk about this six-spoke design. The A profile is going to have a more convex spoke than the B profile. And the other thing you could see, if you look in the areas right up here, you can see that we did push the face out. It's about 5 millimeters pushed out. Again, a similar reason to why we did this on the countergram.
Right. That little step lip that it has in the face, it's for more caliper clearance on the rear.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna give. What we tried to do is we tried to just give a little bit more movement and clearance in the drop center area. In case you haven't listened to last week's podcast yet, with the countergram, the drop center area is actually the area inside the barrel here. And what you can see is you'll see like an area where here's the inner bead where the tire would sit, and then there's a drop off right here. And the reason there's a drop off at a certain angle here is to make the wheel TPMS compatible. So the wheel is TPMS compatible for most vehicles. And in this drop center here, because it drops down, obviously, in the barrel of the wheel,
right.
This, what happens on the inner barrel of the wheel is that you start to see that that's where it becomes narrower, right?
Right.
So if you are watching this and you want to know how that can be a problem, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel and check out the video that we just dropped on Friday, which is the brake video. And we talk about things you need to consider when picking big brakes for your car.
Wheels for your car,
or something like that. Anyhow, that's there. And basically what happens is we tried to push this face forward just a little bit to try to open up that drop center and just give a little bit more caliper clearance for the guys running those big brakes.
Right.
A profile is going to be the one that has the most amount of caliper clearance, the most amount of caliper protrusion clearance, and it's going to have – this is the wheel that's going to end up on the majority of front-wheel drive cars. This is going to be the wheel that's going to end up on the front of staggered cars that have big brakes, and right. this is going to be the wheel that you'll probably see on most of the all-wheel drive cars that are going to run the same wheel the same all the way size around.
All around.
Yeah, like an Evo or something like that. So, again, this is the most amount of caliper clearance. When you get into a concave movement, the first thing you do is you reduce the amount of caliper clearance that you have.
Right.
Right. So that's here. You can see that both these wheels that we have in front of us are an 18.9 and a half at a 25. So the change that's going to happen between the guys running 18.8 and a half or anything like that is the change is going to happen here in this PCD area. Make sure I'm in the mic. But so it's going to happen in the PCD area. And what I mean by that is this is an 18.9 and a half at a 25 offset. When you get into, let's say, an 18.9 and a half at a 35 offset or right. an 18.8 and a half at a 43
does
or something like that.
Does it have a less deep? Mm-hmm. PCB. Oh.
Yeah.
So, question: Why was it done like that instead of changing the thickness of the mounting pad in the rear?
Well, it's the same. It's the same type of thing. We don't want to have too thick of a mounting pad because anytime you do that, you start to run into. That's where you build up a lot of weight on a wheel.
Right.
Okay.
So.
But to
putting,
get to that,
putting more
use...
depth in the PCD area will save the weight because the mounting pad will. Still remain the
yeah,
same.
I mean, it does. I mean, you to be able to get a wheel, you also, I mean, having a thick mounting pad brings you into a bunch of other potential issues, but not structural issues, but like more about just production issues, right?
Right.
But the other thing is, too, is that by if you were to cut that pad off flat there and just build the pad on the back like that,
right.
Besides the amount of weight, it's just not. Not how it would work out, right? We use one mold and a flow form mold to be able to do like the A profiles in that diameter. So, for example, the same face profile will be on an 18.8 and a half and an 18.9 and a half.
Gotcha.
And if it says A and in a diameter, the face profile, which is the spokes, are going to look the same. The change is all going to happen into. The depth of this PCD area and the well and how deep that well is. So
gotcha.
The lower the offset wheel, the deeper
it'll go.
That well will be. Right. So this is, again, hexaform, matte black, matte bronze, a new matte bronze. Again, we're using the same type of flow form cap that we use on a lot of our flow form wheels. It is a screw-on cap. If you don't know why, there's a video on YouTube. Essentially, what's basically the reason we do this.
We did a podcast on this. On this reason,
right?
So head back and go check it out. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but basically we do it for a lot of the guys that are using stuff on the track and making sure caps don't fly off when you're racing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
But that's all there. So that's the deal with this wheel. I'm trying to think. You know, it's interesting. We have a couple of things, a couple of design elements here. Trying to make sure I'm talking into the mic and leaning over the wheel. But if you look right in this area. You'll see that there's actually a cutaway for the valve stem area, you know, hole to have a little bit of recess. It's also angled. It's kind of a little design element. You can see that we got a little bit of this window webbing that's going on as far as the six spoke goes. There's a solid run all the way around on the lip area, like creates a little bit of a tiny flange, which is like right in this look. The Koenig logo and the Flowform logo that are on the outer edge of the lip here, they're true raised. Out. Yeah, they're raised in almost like a bubble formed. It does say Flowform down there. Again, Koenig logo up here. And so the lip you're going to notice on this wheel is going to be smaller. Like, let's talk about the difference going into the B.
Okay.
Okay. And what we'll do is I'll move one wheel up at a time, and then we'll move the other wheel up. So
gotcha.
We'll show you both of these.
So you can see the differences.
Right, exactly. So basically, what was I just going to say?
The lip.
Right. So the lip on this wheel is going to be smaller than on the B profile. The B profile differences are going to be, let's swap it up,
yeah,
right?
You want to pull that one down?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Ooh, that's light.
Yeah, I just don't want to drop it on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, for an 18-10 and a half, it's not so heavy at all. It's pretty light, actually.
Okay, so we have the B-profile wheel. Yeah, so
let me give you some angle here.
There you go.
Try to give you some angle so you can see that the exact movement of the spokes and all that. Okay.
Yeah, so this is the B-profile wheel, yep. And like you were just saying, it has it's not too dramatic of a difference, but you could definitely see that it has a deeper lip than the A-profile.
I mean, I think it's dramatic for what it is. I mean, the depth on this lip versus that lip is noticeably different in person.
Like, well, you can definitely notice it.
Yeah.
I just mean it wasn't drastic as in, like, you know, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, right. But we can't do that and be able to fit brakes. So, we got to pick
But you can definitely see the difference in the lifts between these two, as well as the profile. So, like you said, this one is more convex, so meaning that it comes out, and this one is much more concave. And I love this. I love looking at this wheel. I love the B-profile wheel. It looks super aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it came out good. It's a good looking wheel. I think that talking about the differences between the two wheels, one obviously is that this wheel as well has a push out on this little flange area.
I was about to say, I noticed they both have the
It's very, very similar as far as the depth that they both push out to try to give it a very similar appearance from front to back for the guys that are running an A and a B on the same side of the car. So, you know, for like a staggered car or something like that. The lip is deeper on the B profile. The spoke is obviously much more concave. Forget about convex. I mean, it is concave. It runs back toward the PCD area.
Right.
Changes on this wheel, again, B profile is going to have less caliper clearance than an A profile. You can see that the amount that this spoke pushes out and the amount that it protrudes forward and how deep that PCD is, especially on the low offset. That.
And you can definitely see it from the back.
We'll flip it around in a second. We'll show. Yeah. So those are the changes there. Let's see. We got the flange. We have the lip depth. We have obviously the concave movement. Again, you're going to notice because we're going to go to a lower offset, you're going to start to lose the depth in the PCD area, right?
It goes in much deeper over here than over here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's how it works. So B profile, again, this is going to be one that's going to have less caliper clearance than an A. This is where you're going to probably want to run this wheel as the rear, or if you really have something like a wide body kit or something that allows you to run a really wide wheel.
Right.
All the specs are available on our website. We'll get into sizing in just a moment. But if you go over there, you can see all the part numbers we make. If you see a part number or if you see a size that's labeled without any letter, that's an A. If you see a part number that's labeled as an A, that's an A. If you see a part number that's labeled as a B, that would be a B. I know it sounds like self-explanatory, but you don't really understand how many questions we get about this all day long.
Right.
So, again, this is going to be one of those ones that will have less caliper clearance. Now, the caveat to that is that when you're going to be that race guy, when you're going to be that wide body guy, when you're going to be that person that has the ability to put a extremely wide wheel on the front of your car and run them all around with brakes. You know, look, we make the B profile, especially like, let's say an 18-inch, you know, that 18-inch we made, let's see, 18-10 and a half, and that 18-10 and a half is in an 18. We also make, you know, like an 18-10 at a 5-1-20 and a 33. So basically what's going to happen here is a lot of these wheels are going to have enough width and, you know, and the pad's going to, you know, have enough that most of these times you'll be
able to clear it.
Clear some of these bigger brakes. But again, if you have any issues and you want to check with us, you're more than welcome to send us an email to fitment@koenigwheels.com. We will check your brake caliper template. Just make sure you send it in PDF form.
Right.
Let's get into some sizing. But before we do that, let's show them the B. You want to do the pad? Yeah, do the pad.
I was going to say, let's do the back while we have we have both of these up here.
Okay.
I mostly wanted to show the spoke. I mean, you mentioned something just now about showing the pad, but I want to show the spoke. I hope the camera can see this, but in this one, it kind of almost protrudes out a little bit. And, you know, that is because this is the A profile, so the goal here is to get more caliper clearance. And on this one, it's a little bit more flat, and you can see how it comes back deeper into where the caliper would sit right about there after being mounted on the rotor. So
yeah, I mean, like, you know, so what you're going to see is obviously there's a big depth change in the PCD well. So there's a lot of caliper protrusion, especially down low in the pad area.
Yeah.
There's, you know, again, there's brakes like, you know, Evo 8 brakes, Evo 9 brakes that protrude pretty hard right from the bottom of the brake. And so that's where a lot of times you'll find that a concave wheel will have clearance issues. It's usually not so much up top. You know, it's not so much up here as much as it is, you know, kind of lower down toward the pad.
Yeah.
So you'll see the pad between these two wheels is it has a lot less depth on the B profile, and that, again, is why the caliper clearance issue is there. And yeah, there's a – I mean, there's just a huge difference in pad thickness there. So, you know, not just thickness, but, like, how much overall protrusion clearance that there'll be with that wheel.
Right.
So I'm going to roll this back around. You're going to take that down. Let me try to get this guy up here for you. Try not to drop wheels off the table. I don't want to.
Didn't think this one through.
Right.
Grab that.
Got it. All right. Rolling back around. And now we are circling back around to having both of these B profiles actually on the table together.
Yeah.
So that's it.
So these are both B profiles.
And this is that matte bronze. Again, the matte black.
Question. Talking about the finishes a little bit. Is there a reason that we decided to go with only matte finishes on these two wheels?
You know, it's probably some of the more popular finishes that we get. You know, the matte finishes seem to really do well with a lot of the guys. I think it's helpful to some of them as far as, you know, kind of how the wheel appears even after it gets dirty for a while.
Right.
It tends to be, you know, maybe it's right in the same range. You know, we don't make any of our matte finishes chalkboard matte. And what I mean by that is there are some matte finishes that we could do that have just like if you put your hand onto the actual spoke.
It feels kind of rough.
Really rough. And the downside to doing that is the finish really always looks really great actually out of the box or whatever it may be. But
Once you get dirt on it, it's so hard to clean that off.
It is super difficult. You know? So we actually put enough clear coat on it that you know in the mat enough coats on it so that it actually builds up like a slight sheen to it and it's really smooth, so it should be fairly easy to clean. So so this is again a new matte bronze for us, a little darker. The front, just like you saw before, the front to back difference of the A and B profile are solid. Like it's a pretty tough looking wheel. I'm still trying to figure out like which ones that I think I'm going to try to end up putting on my car. The countergram and that hyperchrome is pretty cool. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe the bronze, but that, I don't know, it might be a little too loud for me. Anyhow.
I don't know. But what wheels do you think you should put on Scott's Z? Put in the comment below.
Right. And let us know what you think.
And if none, write none. No.
Right. Right. It gets no wheels. So, I don't know. That's pretty much it. We're going to run through the sizes.
Let's go through the sizing real quick.
I'm going to pick up the paper, and I'm not going to mix it up.
Awesome.
So in 15-inch, we have 15.7.5 and 15.8. Those are 4 and 100 only. 17.8, we make it in 17.9.
You want to mention the offsets?
I don't want to get – I'm not going to get in too much. All the specs are on the website.
Okay.
But in 17.8, we'll make it in 4 and 100, 4 and 108, 5 and 100. 5 on 12, 5 on 4.5, which is 5 on 114.3. In 17.9, we'll make it in 4 and 100, 5 on 100. We make it in 17.9.5. Wow,
that, like that A and B profile.
A.
That's A profile.
5 on 4.5. So 5 on 114.3. It's in a 20 offset and a 38 offset. So 18-inch, we go 18.8.5. We do an 18.9. So let's do it like this. All right, we're starting all over again.
Okay, cool.
We'll cut that out. That's cutting it out. All right. So let's talk about 15-inch. Here's the sizes we come in. 15, 7.5, 4 and 100 only. 15.8, 4 and 100 only. 17.8, it comes in 4 and 100, 4 and 108, 5 and 100, 5 and 112, 5 and 4.5, which is 5 and 114.3. In 17.9, it comes in 4 and 100, 5 and 100. In 17 by 9.5, it comes in 5 and 4.5 and two offsets, a 20 and a 38. 18.8.5, 5 and 108, 5 and 100, 5 and 112, 5 and 4.5, which is 5 and 114.3, 5 and 120, 18 by 9, it comes in 5 and 120. That is an A. 18.5 in A, it comes in 5 and 4.5 and 25 and 35 offset. That will be for clearance for like Evos, STIs,
right.
Stuff like that. Let's see, 370Zs, stuff like that, 350Zs. 18.5 A and 5 and 120 at a 35. That's going to be good clearance for, I mean, a lot of the bigger BMW brake cars. You know, like if you have like an M, it should clear an M.
Nice.
Depending on what year. 5 and 110 in, I'm sorry, 18 by 10 and 5 and 120 at a 33. So that would be like the rear. It's a B profile, and that would be like the rear of some of the cars that want to be aggressive, like the 330, like 335s or more later gotcha. Models cars. And then we make it 18, 10.5 and 5, 4.5 at an 18 offset. So again, all these specs are on the website in case I instantly rambled in the wrong direction. But they're there, and most of them are available in both finishes.
Right.
So that's there for you. Again, specs are on the website. All you have to do is go over to the website, click on the Hexaform wheel. It's right on the homepage. Click at the specs tab at the top of the page. It will drop you down and show you all the part numbers.
Nice.
Right? So I don't know. I think we moved our way through this. I think that we answered a lot of the stuff. If there's any other questions or anything you're not sure about, comment go ahead below. And drop it below. We have probably had more questions about fitment, why we didn't do certain fitments, and that's hard to touch in a podcast. Like here, we did this wheel in Forum 108, and we've had some people say, well, why didn't we do the countergram in Forum 108? And the truth is we had some early feedback on both these designs from some of the tuning shops that really specialize in a lot of the Ford and the Fiesta ST community and stuff. They were really big fans of this wheel. And
over the other ones.
Yeah, and you know, we can't, unfortunately, with the 4018 community, we're just not in the position to make everything. We already have, you know, three different, you know, options for them as far as, you know, like more recent opportunity wheels right. there. And two of them are flow formed. We have the free form in 16.8, and we also have the hypergram in 17.8. So, but we also did this wheel did we do both finishes? Yeah, we did both finishes in 4108. So for nice. The Fiesta ST guys, this is available for you.
Cool. I look forward to seeing those cars with these wheels on.
Yeah, me too. So I guess that's about it, right?
Yeah.
We have climbed through the Hexaform. We have brought you some specs. We brought you some of the design elements. If you have any other questions, drop them below. Please make sure you like, subscribe. If you're still here and listening, hey, like and subscribe. Aside from that, make sure you go check out some of the other content we just dropped. Yeah. It's pretty
definitely
interesting.
Definitely check out that brake video that yeah. we just did. We tell you on how to select wheels for, I don't know if you have a big brake or just big brakes in general. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those Evo STI guys, you come with really big brakes on your car. So
yeah, you know, yeah, you got plenty of cars with big brakes now, and we kind of give you kind of what you need to think about when you're trying to choose a wheel for it.
Right.
So I guess that's it. We covered everything, got everything. Make sure you check it out. Make sure if you're not following us on Instagram, go over and do that good stuff. And I guess we'll catch you next Wednesday. I don't even know what we're talking about yet. Next Wednesday.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe, we'll catch you.
Maybe. Do we have the...
If you know what you'd like to see on next Wednesday's podcast, go ahead and drop it below.
Do we have the hypergram?
Maybe. Maybe we'll be showing you the new hypergram finish next week, but
possibly.
I'm not sure.
If not, we'll get to it eventually.
Right. Anyhow, that's it for this one. We will catch you next time. Take care.
Peace.